The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Protesters are gathering, as we speak, I understand, at Dublin Airport because there is a protest planned for 5 o'clock this evening nighttime takeoffs and landings. Dr. Niamh Maher is a resident of St. Margaret's in the Ward Residents Association. Dean Mulligan with me as well, an independent councillor in Fingal. You're both very welcome. Niamh, what's this about, this protest?
Hi, Kieran. So this protest is in relation to an international, raising international awareness about night flights and how basically they shouldn't exist and how we're supporting an international ban on night flying. Dublin Airport, unfortunately, has had a big push over the past 2 years of increasing the amount of activity or movements overnight. And it was touched on with a lot of people who've heard about the 65 flight limit overnight in the summertime. And they're not adhering to that 65 limit at the moment. And essentially, night flights are really, really bad for your health. We know that aircraft noise, yes, has significant impacts on your health, on your children's health, their education, their ability to learn, their cognitive function. But particularly night flights are very detrimental, and they interfere, first of all, with the obvious thing, you know, sleep deprivation. And then secondly, those hidden things like such as the major impact it can have on your cardiovascular health, and also pre-existing medical conditions can be exacerbated. And you don't just need to be woken up by the noise. Your body will respond to noise when you're asleep and can still do damage. So, you know, there doesn't need to be night flights. Night flights can occur during the day.
What's a night flight? Like, why, for the point of view of this protest, when does night begin and end?
So for the purpose of Dublin Airport anyway, nighttime hours are classified between 11 p.m. and 7 in the morning.
Okay.
So that would be the typical nighttime hours that you'd be talking about. So, you know, there's lots in the literature in relation to this, but 8 hours of protected sleep is really important to have quality of sleep. And it would be those 8 hours between that 11 p.m. and that 7 a.m.
And you and your kind of neighbours in that part of the world, what's the overnight experience like at the moment?
So at the moment, obviously, you know, a lot of the night flights occur in that time period, they occur on the south runways. So anybody that is living under those, particularly landings, because mostly landings that occur overnight and takeoffs occur as well in the other direction. So anyone that would be affected particularly by that, that's in close vicinity to the airport, would be woken up by the sound of the noise going over their homes. If you're very close to the airport, you know, mitigation, insulation is not going to stop that noise getting through to you while you're asleep. And obviously then it can have chronic health effects for anybody that's exposed to that. So, you know, it's something that it's been going on for some time. And really,
night flights been happening?
You see, night flights have always been happening, but they really ramped them up in the past, we'd say, 4 to 5 years. There was a noise abatement objective that came out there from the Aircraft Noise Competence Authority, ANCA, and they publish this every year. And the 2023 one showed that the NAO, the noise abatement objective, was not met for nighttime noise levels. There's about 4,500 people exposed to over 55 decibels average at night, which is breaching the NAO. And that's up nearly 3,000 people on 2019. Okay. So, the flights are moving more and more into the evenings, but that doesn't need to be the case. Particularly, you know, we've talked about capacity at the airport, and, you know, the airport wants to increase capacity. You look at huge airports such as, for example, Charles de Gaulle Airport, which, again, comparing 2019 figures, they had 108 million passing through the airport. But, you know, when you look at the amount of nighttime flights that occur in Dublin Airport between 11 p.m. and 5:30 a.m. in the morning, the combination of Charles de Gaulle, Heathrow and also Frankfurt, Dublin Airport has more, and there was only 33 million in 2019 passing through. So it just it doesn't make any sense.
And have we seen those negative health impacts reflected in data in that part of the world? You know, if it impacts your kind of heart health and your mental health and a child's cognitive ability and ability to learn, you know, one would suspect over time then we will see kind of a big circle around an area in North Dublin whereby all of these things spike.
Listen, yeah, you know, you need to be actually collecting that data to get that information, particularly in relation to the effects on children. There are two really big studies, the RAND study, which is more historical, and then the NORA study, which is more recent. And that factually shows us the effect that, and it was based on, you know, airports based red in Europe, that showed that the detrimental effects on children and their learning ability, and also anxiety, depression, those kind of psychological effects associated with those that are associated or that are exposed to a certain level of noise, yeah, that are living in close vicinity of airports. So there is, like, the information is out there. An actual study, a local study, you know, it hasn't been done as yet, but it would definitely be comparable to anything that already exists.
Let me go to Dean Mulligan, the independent councillor I mentioned as well. So Dean, this protest is happening, as Niamh says, in the context of an international protest, but from an Irish point of view as well, it's in the context of an increase in overnight flights, in passenger caps being breached, in planning applications being submitted to lift passenger caps, in the IAA suggesting they want to reduce passenger caps. So there's an awful lot of moving pieces here. What's your sense of all of this?
Yeah, thanks, Kieran. I think the problem here is sound bites from interested parties about blatant disinformation regards the breaches to planning in 2007 that the DAA have engaged in. If the indicative lines or the standard instrument departures, as they're called, flight paths, had been adhered to in the first instance, you wouldn't have, as Niamh said, 4,500 people affected by over 55 decibel levels at night time. It just wouldn't happen, because the 65 movements, and coupled with the actual planned flight path, would have mitigated that significantly. So the amount of people at risk would reduce significantly. And it's funny you said about studies and research. I would love to see study and research done in that area in terms of, you know, the health effects of nighttime noise on people in North County Dublin. But at this moment in time, the people of North County Dublin can't even get in proper noise insulation. They can't even get noise monitors to actually quantitatively analyse the data that's happening in their homes and their gardens, because the Dublin Airport Authority do not want to provide this data. We have EPA monitors in Dublin Airport that are not given live data. Yeah. We have the nearest live Environmental Protection Agency monitoring station to Dublin Airport that gives live data is in Fingal County Council's water depot. The reality is that we just need the facts and figures to be given up front. Fingal County Council base all their planning applications in Fingal on the contours of noise that were given from the 2007 planning application. Therefore, if anyone applies for a house in noise zone A and B from the original application, they're the noise zones we apply. We have significantly more people affected by noise now than the planning application would state. So we have people, numerous examples of people who applied for plans to build homes in the last 5 years that were told, you can't build it here, build it there. And now they're more subjected to more noise than they would be if they had built it
in the original spot.
Exactly.
Dean Mulligan is an independent councillor from Fingal. Dr. Niamh Maher, resident of St. Margaret's in the Ward Residents Association. Niamh and Dean, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.